Once again, a very happy Easter to all of you, and thank you for being here today to celebrate this feast day. I'd like also to thank all who make the celebration of the Mass today possible, our music ministers, our welcome team, our liturgical ministers, all who lend their hands, their talents, and helping us to worship Almighty God. We sang in the responsorial song today, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad." This is the responsorial psalm that we sing every year on Easter Sunday. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice. I was thinking about this the other day, and it occurred to me that I'm 42 years old, and I could probably think of nothing else that I've said every year of my life on the exact same day. So this must be very important. The church gives us this psalm every year because there's something we need to learn from it. So let's take a look at this psalm response, what it's saying, and what it has to say to the lives that we live every day. This is the day the Lord has made. Today is the day. Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday. What happened today? We believe that on Easter Sunday, Jesus rose from the dead. It's our Christian faith that God became man and was born of the Virgin Mary, that Jesus lived, taught, preached, died on the cross, and was buried. And then on the third day, God raised him. And he didn't raise him back to a resuscitated life like he had before. Rather, he raised Jesus to a glorified life. His body was changed. It shone forth in glory. Jesus, later on in the gospel, passes through closed doors, but yet his flesh is still very real. They can touch him. He eats with his apostles. It's still him, but he's been changed, glorified. He has transformed death, and he lives this glorified life now. We believe that Jesus' resurrection from the dead is God's answer to the cross. Jesus died on the cross to reconcile us to God, to take away our sin, both the sin that we inherit from Adam and Eve and our own personal sin. He took all of that with him to the cross, so that we could be forgiven. The cross, on that cross, Jesus came face to face with our human condition, our weaknesses, our frailty, all of the bad things that we do, the evil we find in the world. Jesus came face to face with all of that on the cross. And God's answer was to raise him from the dead. The resurrection of Jesus is God's answer to the problem of evil in our world. And unfortunately, we are all too aware of the presence of evil in our world. I know all of us probably have been deeply concerned and shaken by what has happened in Ukraine over the last few 3 months or so, the terrible suffering there. Of course, we're still in some ways dealing with the effects of the pandemic and everything that that has brought us. We can identify evil out in our world. But even when we look in much closer, in our own particular sphere of influence, we see lots of bad things, difficulties, struggles. All of those things that we deal with in our lives are ways that the cross comes into each and every one of our lives. The cross of Jesus comes into our lives, and sometimes we are asked to carry it for long periods of time. Sometimes it's a very heavy cross. Sometimes it's a cross that's placed on our shoulders because of the decisions of someone else. Something they have done has put a cross on my shoulders. The cross comes into each and every one of our lives. But always we remember today, Easter Day, that the cross is not complete without the resurrection. That every cross that comes into our lives will have a resurrection. We remember on this Easter day that Jesus is indeed alive. And that resurrection is God's answer to all the crosses that we carry, all of the evils in our lives, our human weakness, our struggles. That is the answer. We're told today to rejoice and be glad. Rejoice. Be glad. The church wants us to hear that every year. And I certainly hope that all of us are joyful today. I know I'm joyful today by seeing so many people here. It is such a joy to see this church full, to see folks who have to sit out in the narthex. I'm very sorry for those of you who are out there. But it is joyful that you're there. I am joyful at everyone who has come together to make these masses possible. It's a joy for me to be with you. I hope it's a joy for you to be here to celebrate. I hope that it is a joy today to be with your brothers and sisters in Christ. But we also know that this sort of human joy, these kind of experiences, they can fade. They can be tainted by difficulties that we have. Maybe it was getting the kids ready to come to church today, or finding a spot on the parking lot, or whatever. Our joy can be tainted by all of those things. But what the church is telling us to rejoice and be joyful in today is not a joy that fades. It's the joy of our faith. It's the joy that comes from knowing that Jesus has conquered death and that God has given us the answer to all of life's difficulties and problems. That is the joy. So we might not always feel joyful, but we can know, oh yes, Jesus has triumphed over whatever this cross is that I'm carrying, and God will bring it to a clear resurrection. St. Paul, in the second reading today, put it in a very unique way. He said to clear out today all of the old leaven, all of the old yeast, and make a new start. Make today a new start with fresh yeast, the leaven of our faith that can grow. Maybe to put aside bad habits that we've come into our lives, maybe in regards to attending Mass or habits that came in during the pandemic. Let's put all of those leavens aside, throw them out, and today find a new leaven, the leaven of our faith. So I know there are probably many reasons why you're here this morning. Maybe it's just simply a tradition. It's what we do on Easter. We get dressed up. We come to church. Maybe you feel an obligation to come today for whatever reason. Maybe your obligation is your grandmother who would never let you live it down if you didn't come to church today. That's okay. Maybe you're here today searching for meaning and purpose in your life. Maybe you're here today and you know it's an important day, but you're not really sure why it's important. And you're here looking for meaning, for purpose in your life. And that is a wonderful thing. We should all know and discover for the first time, or rediscover, the power of Jesus' resurrection in your life. That Jesus wants you to live by that power of his resurrection, that it might be a day that accompanies you every day of your life and brings you the gift of hope. Jesus said in the Gospels, "I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." Jesus wants to be a part of the life that you live each and every day, so that you can live an abundant life, a life of faith in him. Today, I invite you to discover the power that enlivens us, the power of the Lord's resurrection. It did it in the first reading today. We heard St. Peter, who had denied the Lord, he gets up on the morning of Pentecost and he proclaims to all the people that Jesus, who was dead, is now alive. The power of the Lord's resurrection has transformed his life. My dear friends, there is hope for this life, and there is hope for an eternal life. And all of that comes in our encounter with Jesus Christ, today, who is risen from the dead. So today, may the light of Christ's resurrection dispel the darkness of our hearts, the darkness of our minds, the darkness of our world. And let us rejoice today, for this is the day that the Lord has made.